In the office, the two not-so-good deputies eyed me with caution and dislike, and that was nothing to me. I hung the key ring on the peg next to the jing-jang and said, "I'll be back in an hour, maybe less. In the meantime, no one goes into the jail, and that includes you two."
"High-handed for a shaveling,"
the one with the undershot jaw remarked. "Don't fail me in this," I said. "It wouldn't be wise. Do you understand?" Black Hat nodded.
"But the sheriff will hear how you've done with us."
"Then you'll want to have a mouth still capable of speech when he gets back," I said, and went out.